Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. And you are in for a real treat because this is a fabulous, fabulous program. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the problems that people are having, they're looking for answers. They're looking for solutions. And what we get more often than not is palliative care, palliative prayer, condescending treatment. And we're told that we're going to be a permanent victim, that we're going to be chronic, that we might as well get used to a life of being chronic. Now, some people, it's only human nature. It's only human nature that they would think, well, then I'll try to get a disability. And they try real hard to get their disability. They spend a lot of time trying to get it. Maybe they get it, maybe they don't. You know, a pension, disability, monthly allowance, disability pension. But you see how they get wrapped up and caught up in their sickness or their illness or their issue, their syndrome, their diagnosis, their disorder. They get caught up in it, wrapped up in it. Their whole life becomes devoted to it, to going to doctors for it, taking drugs for it, taking meds for it, working around it, going to support groups for it, dealing with it. Finding lowered expectations, compensating for, trying to get the pension, going from doctor to doctor and getting second and third, getting other doctors to agree that you are disabled and so on and so forth. And then you get turned down and then you try to fight it, you appeal it. Then there's more time, more effort. You could spend years of your life. See, one day you wake up one morning and you realize that a decade or two or three of your life is gone. You see how that works. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what I have here are real answers and real solutions. First of all, proactive ones. Look, and I'm going to talk the news. I want to talk about the news today, but I want to tell you that I have a fabulous meditation. And you can actually listen. You can listen to it for free. You can listen to the first part of it for free. The first part is enough, actually. If you were to read some of my writings for free, read a chapter or two of my books for free, which you can, like on Amazon, you can read about a third of the book right there for free. Look inside. Start practicing the meditation with the right attitude. That's the key, the right attitude. Start practicing the meditation. See? Then you could immediately calm down, immediately become more reasonable, more rational, less stressed out, see? And go through life with some equanimity and poise, deal with issues better, have more time for the important stuff, see? Spend less time on the trivia, and you'd be more focused in a good way. Not focused in a perseverating way. Like you give a kid Ritalin and he sits there and then does the same thing over and over and over. No, not that. But in a proper way. Like a businessman or a businesswoman. Organized and focused. You'd get so much done. And at the end of the day, you'd feel good about it and you wouldn't be all stressed out. Now, my meditation can help you to do that. See? And then all of the symptoms and the issues that could have happened had you not calmed down, had you not de-stressed. See, you simply never have to face them. So you better pay attention to me, see, because my meditation is beautiful. I incorporate aspects of, the best of the best. I take the best of the meditations and I put it in one neat little package. No one else does what I do. I shall be back after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Life could be so beautiful. Life could be so sweet. Life could be like the old song. Remember, life could be a dream. Ba 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 ba. Remember that one? An old 50s song. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Only a couple of things that you need to do. Number one, you need to get my meditation. You need to get it. Now, if you want the full thing, you can go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. If you can't remember it, then just Google my name and the Center for Common Sense Counseling. You'll find it. Listen to the introductory version. You'll see how beautiful it is. Then you can download the rest of it for $10. For $10, you can get the full version of the meditation, the e-book form of the meditation booklet. You can get 2 e-books, Becoming a Friend of God, a beautiful, marvelous book, a very, 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 very spiritual book, and a very practical book. And you'll also get Conquering Stress, very practical. See, I talk about the physiology of stress, the psychology of stress, the metapsychology of stress. See, I've studied Pavlov and Dr. Hans Selye, and I've studied them all. Spent years studying them all. It's a wonderful little book. So you get it all with me. You get it all. You get from the practical, from the physiological, all the way up through the metaphysical. But the main thing is that it works. Never mind. You don't even have to be able to read. You can listen to my meditation and practice it. And you can get better just by that. See, so you don't have to be have a degree and have gone to college, anything like that. You just be a simple person. Maybe you can't even read, hardly speak English. You listen to the meditation, to my voice, to the words, to my tone. See, and practice the very simple little meditation, you'll be better. Okay, so that's it. So pay attention, keep listening. Write down how to reach me. See, it's very important. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? This is complementary care. Complementary. In other words, it's in addition to whatever else you're doing. See, it's just a little meditation. It's non-toxic, non-habit forming, no side effects, just a little simple meditation to de-stress, see, to calm down. What could be nicer than that? So, what are you waiting for? Okay, now let's get to the news, okay? Let's get to the news. Front page of the New York Times. Afghanistan uproar casts shadow on U.S. pullout. Oh, yes, that uproar over the burning of their book. Well, it's caused quite an uproar. I'd like to see all of our boys and girls, all of our young men and young women, I'd like to see them all come home. I'd like to see them all come home and be safe and secure here in the good old U.S. of A. That's what I'd like to see. Darfur, a taste of hope sends refugees back to Darfur. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's very sad. Did you know, I heard, now I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard, I'm changing the subject a little bit. I heard that since the so-called Arab Spring, you know, all the overthrow of Gaddafi and the overthrow of the guy in Egypt, that whoever that leader was, I can't remember his name, and all of this stuff, they call it the Arab Spring. I heard that, I'm just going to tell you what I heard. I heard that 20,000 Christians have been killed. Maybe it's 10,000. I don't know. But I know some have. And in Nigeria, too, I heard. See? Egypt, Nigeria, the Coptic Christians in Egypt. You know, it's been all over. It's been on the front page of the New York Times. I'm not making it up. Driven from their homes burned, their shops burned and looted and killed. Some of them killed. So things have become destabilized over there, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any loved ones over there studying or going to school or doing something, you might encourage them to come home. You might encourage them to come home. You might. And incidentally, while we're on the subject of coming home, I am not a bit opposed to kids coming home. The way things are in the world now, you know, the way things are now, somebody who's 19 or 20 or 21 or 22, they're still very young. They're still very young. If they want to come home and be with mom and dad, then count your blessings. Be grateful that they don't hate you. Be grateful that they want to have something to do with you. Welcome them home. Welcome them home. That doesn't mean that they can't work, that they can't have their own room, that they can't have, you know, study and work and have a job and just be a regular adult, but at home, save some money. That's very sweet. It's very nice. I think it's a wonderful idea. So we talked about, Darfur. I don't know, southern Sudan. And it's terrible, terrible. And it seems like the Christians all over the world, they're the most harmless people. Look, Christians are for the most part the most harmless people. Don't tell me about the Inquisition. Don't tell me what happened, you know, 500 years ago. I don't want to hear it. Sure, it happened. Sorry that it happened. But we're talking about today, okay? What's then is then. What's now is now. And when it comes to Christians, you know, I'll never forget what somebody said. He said, look, he said, you went to a college class. Get out of your class about 9:30. It's a big city. And so now you're walking to the, you couldn't find a place nearby the school, so you had to park a little bit far away. You parked at the other side of an alley. So you're getting ready to walk through a dark alley. You have to walk through a dark alley to get your car. It's dark at night. It's late. Nobody's around. So now you're walking down this dark alley. You know, your footsteps. You're walking down the alley. And all of a sudden you see three teenagers, big teenagers, coming at you from the other side. Would it make any difference if you knew they had just come from a Bible study? See what I mean? That pretty much says everything, right, doesn't it? So, you know, this business of knocking Christians and accusing them of being mean-spirited and blah, 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 and talking about the Inquisition. I stand with the Christians. I stand with the Christians because most of them are decent, gentle people. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. My name is Pastor Roland Trujillo. I have a master's degree. I have a doctorate in pastoral psychology, board certified counselor, and many years on the air, 22 years on the air. So I'm very experienced. 20 years of college undergraduate and graduate teaching experience. What I'm talking about. Now, let's continue, shall we? Yes, now here I am. I'm looking at the New York Times again. I'm looking at the op-ed page of the New York Times, Regulating Our Sugar Habit, written by Mark Bittman. It turns out that... let me put my glasses on here. I don't wear them very often, but there's not enough light here. I have to wear them. He says, when Rhonda Storms, a Republican state senator in Florida, is accused of nanny statism for her efforts on behalf of a sane diet, it's worth noting. When she introduced a bill to prevent people in Florida from spending food stamps on unhealthy items like candy, chips, and soda, she broke ranks. Few of her party have taken on big food. You know, they talk big pharma, now they said big food. That's very clever. Yes, big food. And as someone who has called for the defunding of an educational Planned Parenthood program and banning library book displays, supporting blah, 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 it said, not surprisingly, she's faced criticism from every corner. Democrat thinks she's attacking poor people, and Republicans see... think she's like Michelle Obama. Well, first of all, I think Michelle Obama is very, very good for talking about food, for eating healthily. You know, presidents' wives have a bully pulpit, and rather than just sitting around and doing nothing, Michelle Obama is focusing on health and on talking about helping our children and young people to eat more healthily, to eat better, and to exercise more. I applaud her for that. I think that's good. I'm glad she's doing that. I think that's good. I applaud Michelle Obama. Thank goodness that she's doing it. I suspect she's a nice lady, and she cares about children, and she wants them to eat better, and that's good. I'm in favor of it. Now, here comes a Republican senator who says that there ought to be some restrictions on what the food stamp money is spent on. And I agree. You know, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you cannot use your food stamp money for beer or for whiskey. And you can't use it to buy music videos or something like that, as far as I know. So there's already some restrictions on it. So now she's saying, look, please enjoy the benefits of the food stamps. If when you need them, you know, you're welcome to them. But don't buy garbage chips and garbage soda. You know, garbage chips and garbage soda. And I agree 100%. I agree with that. I think that's a good idea. Those diet sodas are pure garbage. See, when I was a kid, the sodas had regular sugar in them, cane sugar or something. They weren't that bad, but now they put in high fructose corn syrup. It's not your grandfather's, soda anymore. So those are not good. And the diet sodas are just as bad. You know why? They've got aspartame in them. And the junk food, you know, like the Dorito-type chips and everything, they've got MSG in them. It's the MSG and the aspartame. I think that is contributing to the big obesity epidemic. It's not just lack of exercise. It's aspartame and MSG.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk to a Pastor. How fortunate you are to be here and to have me. And so therefore, I also recommend that you support me. Some people are beginning to help me. They're sending in donations because I'm totally listener supported. I have to say this, and I apologize to those people who listen in to me frequently, because I have to say it, because there are always new listeners. I am a pastor, but I do not work for a church. Did you know the average salary? And don't tell me about some pastor that works and only makes $2,000 a year or something. The average pastor salary is $60,000. Maybe that includes the health benefits and the, you know, the allowance for the car, or free, or a car to drive given to them, or a house to live in given to them. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But they make money, they get a salary. Never mind whether if it's $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month, they get a salary. I get nothing. Zero. Absolutely zero. And missionaries go overseas. You know, you have missionaries that go to different countries. Well, they get something. People bring them food. People let them stay in their house, or they give them a little place to live. They maybe from the organization that's sponsoring them, they get a little living allowance. See? Or even a salary. They get something. I get nothing other than what you see. You, the listeners to this program, or the followers, visitors to my website, send me. So have you ever wanted to do something where you knew that your money was really, 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 really helping? Well, then send some to me, because it's just me. I don't have a staff. All I have is a computer and a microphone. That's all I got. See? So any money is spent on the airtime. Oh, that's the other thing. I buy the airtime. See, you didn't know that. Maybe you worked for the station. No. Maybe you thought the station gives me free time. No. I buy it. I purchased this radio time with money, my own money, and with a little bit of help from my friends like you. So please, please, please bear that in mind. All you have to do is my website, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.tk, talktoapastor.tk, or just Google my name, Roland Trujillo, and you'll find my blog or my website, and then you can donate there. You can click on the little button. It's PayPal. Okay? All right. So we've talked about that. I think she's right. I think there should be some restrictions placed on what people spend their food stamp money on. And junk food like soda and chips should not be allowed. I shall be right back after this important announcement. Please listen.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 282 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, look at how I've run out of time. I didn't get to as many items in the news as I wanted to, but I did cover some important ground. So, yes, find my sites, my website, or my blogs, and get the meditation, and get involved. Write me a letter. Or don't forget, if you have a question, you can email me. Email me the question. I will answer it if I can. Can't answer them all, but I answer a lot of them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Roland, your friend, saying adieu, and until we meet again, may God bless.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.